If your partner really wants to see you happy, if your partner really wants to see you succeed, in those moments where you feel disrespected, slighted, they're pressing my freaking triggers, they're doing it on purpose, go back to what do you know? If you know they love you, if you know they don't deliberately want to hurt you, then what we do is it must be a communication issue. I love the analogy of tennis, where it's like you got a choice. Are you on the opposite side of the court and we're hitting the ball back and forward, but ultimately one of you has to win? Or are you next to me and we're teammates, and if I miss the ball, you got my back, and if I miss the ball, I got your back. And we are both playing to win the same game and the same thing together. And at the end of the day, we're both standing on the podium together, holding that cup together. I've chosen a game of doubles. Okay, so if I've chosen a game of doubles, what does that look like? If you want someone, which I do, to be there when you're weak, you have to be honest about where you're weak. If you want somebody to help you on a journey, because to me, it is the partnership.
One thing that people really have to understand is this idea of you've got to want the other person to win. Like, all of this stuff only works if you are just filling your heart with, I want this person to win. I want to navigate this in a way where I'm not trying to win the argument. I'm trying to, like, I want them to win at life. I want them to feel elevated. I want them to feel better about themselves when they're around me than when they're not. I want to elevate this marriage. And by always focusing on elevating each other, by focusing on, like, recognizing that you're only gonna be able to elevate each other in the marriage if you're honest. And so when I take you to that new level and I think, God, like, the argument just got harder, it got worse, there's more emotions, like, things are heightened. And being willing to push through that because I want us to win. I don't want there to be dust that settles. I want to get really to the truth. And sometimes that means that you have to own something that's really hard.
I mean, everything we're talking about right now, it comes back to me and you discuss everything. We communicate on every aspect. And so anyone listening, really, that's what it comes down to, is it doesn't even matter what you're looking for in your relationship. You do you. But communicate that with your partner. If you want to, you know, if it's a role thing, communicate. If it's a leadership thing, communicate. If it's I want to feel this way, communicate. Like, me and you, every step of the way we communicate. So there's not that friction that I think so many couples have, where it's, am I supposed to be this? And they're supposed to be that. And, you know, just discussing those things has been game changing.
You and I have a phrase. The phrase we use, because it's not triggering for either of us, is everything is my fault. Mm-hmm. So to give people other language is, I'm always in control. So I can always react differently and then get a different reaction from you.
I take ownership is right. One thing I'm hearing a lot.
Amazing. So I'm taking ownership for this. And by doing that, by saying, hey, this is a trigger, you don't have to solve for this. I'm working on it, but I'm not there yet. And so this moment is big and very emotionally disruptive for me. And I would say, hey, look, I'm really feeling this thing. This is a really big deal for me. But I create that space where I'm not acting out. I'm not embodying what I'm feeling. And I create that space so I can articulate what I'm going through, to sort of hand the baton to you to say, hey, if you can take leadership in this moment, don't sort of rise to my level, but understand that I'm actually going through something. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the best things about a high-functioning relationship is what you can accomplish as a pair isn't 1 + 2. It's like 2². I mean, it's really amazing. Like, I don't care what role people play in their relationship, but to fail to understand that we have evolved to play roles is where people really get into trouble. Like, I'll just say, I would never be able to stay with a wife who didn't know how to make me feel powerful. And I use those words very intentional. I should know how to make myself feel powerful as well. But if you didn't know what little moves to do to make me feel powerful, I don't know. It feels so good. And it's like, I hope that women will be very comfortable with this. If you're with a man that doesn't know how to make you feel beautiful, you're missing a trick.
Completely. Can I just add one little thing as well? Because here's the thing. People want to know how we've been together this long. We're this honest. I want you to make me feel a certain way. Now, I can't rely on you. 100%. Like, I cannot rely on you, babe, to make me feel sexy, make me feel sexual.
No doubt.
That is on me. I do want you to make me feel beautiful. But again, I don't need you to.
And it's important to understand, you need to understand the difference between need and want. Mm. Because failing to understand that you have to own yourself, you have to own your own emotions, you have to take control of your life, and yet hold the competing idea in your head of, but I also need a partner who knows how to elevate me and make me feel beautiful or powerful or sexy or strong, or like whatever that need is that you have, where it's, yes, at my best, I should be able to do this for myself, and 99% of the time I do, but I'm not always at my best, and I need somebody that can help me in those ways. And it's like, if in the moment where you need me to make you feel beautiful, right, already a super fragile state means you're not in a great place, if I'm like, you shouldn't need me to make you feel beautiful, it's like, oh, wrong answer. It's like, yes, that's actually true. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, oh God, is it the misread of the situation?
And then also, that's what, to me, a partnership is. Like, we've committed to being in a partnership together. So there is going to be 100% this crossover of relying on the other person, of needing the other person, you know, on occasions to really be able to turn to them and know they've got your back, that when you fall on the floor, they are there to reach out a hand and pull you back up. To me, that is what a partnership is.
I don't have the responsibility to make you feel good, strong, powerful, beautiful, whatever, loved. I have the opportunity to make you feel that way, but I don't have the obligation. And when you realize, I need to own my feelings. So you have done this thing, whatever that thing is, but I have chosen to feel this way about it. And so just because I feel that way does not mean that it is true. Mm-hmm. And I am very eager to find out if it is true. So often people confuse their feelings with thinking, that they've actually thought through the problem. And I don't mean that to be feisty. I mean that literally. Like, people confuse feeling something for having thought through it. One thing I think that people need to know about us is we don't even say the D word.
Oh, it's like Voldemort. Literally. You don't say it in our house.
Yeah. I don't talk about it. I don't joke about it. And so going through that, I'm like, okay, I'm totally committed to this. But I need to find a way to, like, connect to it and feel good about it. And the big thing for me, and I think this is like the key for people when it comes to change, is I have a rule in my life that I only elevate those around me. And so I'm like, never more so than with my wife, if I'm trying to elevate you, do I not want you to become the most powerful person that excites you, that you learn everything that you've ever wanted to learn? Is that not exactly what I want for you? And the answer is yes. So then I'm like, okay, now we have to find a way to connect to this, find out how we avoid the sort of muscle on muscle vibe, and, you know, really like find that rhythm. But just being able to say, I want you to become whoever you want to become in order to be proud. And I want you to feel that you've become as powerful as you want to become. And it was interesting, then it sort of unlocked something, and it wasn't anymore about keeping you the same. Mm. It was about, all right, well, let's go on this ride together. And then obviously communicating a lot about it. And then I hope, because functionally what happened is you now have multiple gears, because there are times where you're just the soppy, super genteel, ultra nurturing, like, let me do something sweet in that way for you. And I love it.
Why do 50% of marriages fail? Like, if everybody thinks they're in love, but then ends up 50% divorce, there's a massive chasm between the time you fall in love to, you know, when people get divorced, and what happens in between that chasm. And I think for me and you, we just discussed that. It doesn't get you over your insecurities. It doesn't get you through arguments. It doesn't get you through disagreements and problems and hurdles. Like, you can't just love your way out of it.